The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Aleichem to everybody. This shiur is being said Le'ilo Nishmas HaGoyin Rav Shmar Yitzhak Rav Shapsa Moshe and Mos Rochel Vashabalozer Yeshua. I think actually they're great grandparents of mine, if I'm identifying the names correctly. Hagut Nerev Yontif to everybody. Perhaps we'll speak a few minutes about the connection and the meeting point of the end of the Yimei Sfira Ta'imer and the upcoming Yontif HaBoal Deinu L'Toivah of Matan Torah. We know that the Kadmonim all ask that why is Sfiras HaOmer connected to the Korban HaOmer? HaOmer was a Korban, and the Sfira is the counting of the days waiting for Matan Torah. And all the Kadmonim is brought down in the Maral, Marsha, that the Korban HaOmer was characterized by barley, Soirim, which is Meichel Behema. On Shuas, on Chag HaAtzeres, we bring a Korban, Beis Migdash Shtei Alechem, which came from wheat, which is Meichel Adam. So the Sfiras HaOmer bridges from a Korban, which was barley, which is Meichel Behema, which is a food of a Behema, of an animal, bridging us all the way to the Yontif HaShuas and Matan Torah, where the carbon came from wheat. And what that comes to teach us is that the Avodah of Sfiras HaOmer from Pesach to Shuas was to transform a person from a behemoth, from an animal, to a human being, to an Adam. Meichel behemoth to Meichel Adam. The question is, what is the connection between specifically this Avodah of Behema to Adam as a preparation for Chag Matan Torah, for Kabbalah Zotero? What exactly could be the connection, and why is that the preparation? Why is that the Hachana? Why is that the prerequisite for Kabbalah Zotero to go from Behema to Adam? So we'll discuss two things. We'll discuss the difference between a Behema and an Adam in the eyes of the Maral, and then we'll discuss one of the Nekudas of Kabbalah Zotero, which is very special and very unique. Maral, in his Sefer Tveres Yisrael, Perek Gimel, talks about the fundamental difference between a behema and an Adam. And he says something very interesting. The Maral says that Adam, as we know, a human being, is named after Adama, after the earth, after the ground, where a person comes from. And the Maral asks over there, why would it be that only a human being is named after the Adama and not all other living beings, which also came from the Adama? They were created from the Adama. The Maral says something very interesting. The Maral says that the name Adam, named after the Adama, is because a human being, a person, a mensch, is the most similar of all living beings to the Adama, because the tafkid of the ground, or what characterizes the ground, the Adama, is that the potential of growth that it brings out from within. Everything comes from the earth. And the earth represents potential for growth, for bringing out that which is in. The mohus and the tachlis of what a mensch is, what a human being is that a person is born with enormous potential. And the avoida, the tachlis of a person in this world, is to bring out his potential, to bring it out from the ground, that which is planted in him. Maral in another place says that really what's planted inside a person is in the neshama. But it's covered over by layers and layers of earth. Adam Yisoidei may offer. So the job of a person in this world is to bring out the potential that he has. And that's why he's called Adam, to signify. That's what his whole existence is. His whole existence is to bring out from inside of him the potential that he has. That's Adam. Interestingly enough, the Maral explains that the word behema is composed of two words. Ba, ma. Ba, beis, hey, ma, mem, hey. Behema, ba, ma. What does ba, ma mean? Explains the Maral. It's fascinating. The words behema, the word ba, ma, means But what there is, ma, that's what there is. Like they say in Hebrew, ze ma sheyesh. But what there is inside of it, ma, is what you see in front of you. A behemoth has no room for growth. A behemoth represents total stagnation. Behemoth can't go anywhere. That's why the Gemara says in Baba Kama that a shor, on the day that it's born, shor ben yoymoy nikri shor. On the day it's born, it's called a full-blown ox. Ayo is called a full-blown ayo. Because there's no room for growth. There is no potential. Rabbi Yeruchim in the Mashgiach of Mir, in one of the places, speaks about the concept that a person could sometimes see a little kitten is born, and a minute after it's born, it tries to cross the street, and a truck comes, and it turns back, because it has all its reflexes, and all its instincts are in place. By a human being, it's not like that. Because a behemoth is ba'ma. A behemoth is born without any potential, without any growth. What there is, there is. That's what there is. And a human being, in essence, is me'adama. He's only just begun. And his whole tafkid is to grow and to plant and to bring out. The mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and tzaddikim are called peiros. Because that's the whole essence of a human being, is to grow and bring out more and more and more. And a behema represents stagnation. A behema is stuck. Ba ma, we find interesting, Esav, Chazal bring down, was born fully developed. The word Esav comes from the word Asui. He was made, he was complete with all his avarim, with all his limbs and all his hair, because he was a behemoth. There was no room for growth, there was no room for stagnation, there was no room for development. That's the fundamental difference between a behemoth and an Adam. A Bama and Adam, constant growth, constant stagnation. Why is that connected to Matan Torah? It's very connected. It's very interesting. We know that Chazal in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches described the enormous darga that Klal Yisrael got to b'shas. They said Naseh v'nishma, they were doma to malachim. For some reason, common wisdom is that the greatness of the Kabbalah of Naseh v'nishma was that they signed a blank check. They signed on to something. They didn't know the details. Maybe they agree, maybe they don't agree. Bechlal, who Bechlal agrees to something that you don't know what it is? But Rashi in Shabbos, on the bottom of Peches Amud Aleph, says something fascinating. It's in the context of the Gemara there, which we're not going to go into now. But Rashi says explicitly on Shabbos Daf Peches that the chiddush of Naseh v'nishma was that Klal Yisrael undertook an undertaking that they didn't know if they'd be able to carry through. I mean, the chiddush of undertaking something that you don't know what it is, it's not an ideological one. Rather, it's an undertaking of something that you don't really know if you have the keches to carry it through. You don't know if you have the keches to accomplish it. You're going to have to reach beyond your natural keches, your natural situation. Rashi says explicitly, they didn't know if they could be mekayim it. They don't know if they're going to do it. They don't know if they deliver the goods. That was the chiddush of Naseh v'nishma. I want to talk about that at length, that prat. And that's why they were doing it to Malachim, because a Malach is named after his name, a Shliach. A Malach's essence is getting the job done, being the messenger. That's why a Malach is named after his tafkid, Rafal, etc. Because the essence of a Malach is Ratzon Hashem, but the essence of a Malach is that he delivers the goods and he does the job. So the Chiddush of Naseh v'nishma, says Rashi, and it's also in the context of the Gemara there, that Tzduki told Rava that you're rash, you're undertaking something that you don't know if you're going to be able to do. The essence of Naseh v'nishma was stepping out of the box, stepping out of the comfort zone, reaching beyond, going further. What does that mean? So, it's very interesting. There's a very famous Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. I want to share with you a remarkable shot in the Rambam, and a remarkable Shem Yishmol. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Vav, well-known Rambam, Mishen Esoy Libo Lekayim Mitzvah Zuh, somebody whose heart was uplifted to be Mekayim, this mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, V'liyaz Muchter B'Kisra Shel Torah, and you want to get the Keser Torah. The Rambam somehow connects the concept of Keser Torah to the concept of Nisoy Liboy, lifting up your heart. Interesting notion. The Rambam rarely uses it. Why is the concept of Nisoy Liboy, lifting up my heart, connected to Keser Torah? But the pshat is like this. the concept of nisoi liboy, the concept of nisoi liboy is a Ramban in Parshas Vayakel, phenomenal Ramban, a life-changing Ramban. The Ramban says that Vayavoyu kol isha shenisoi liboy. You know that in Parshas Vayakel there was the malacha of the Mishkan, and there were malachas in the Mishkan. There were types of things in the building of the Mishkan that nobody knew how to do. Says the Ramban, what is nisoi liboy? The Ramban says, you know, we have a concept called nidivos. Persons, nidiv lev, he has an open heart, he's a giver. Nisoi liboy, says the Ramban, I'm going to read it to you inside, refers to somebody who came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I need all types of people to do all types of malachas, all types of skilled craftsmen. Says the Ramban, nisoi liboy were the people who came and they said to Moshe, lemer loy, ani es kol asher adeinu deiva, I can supply the goods, I can do whatever you want. Says Ramban, but nobody taught them. Kiloya behem shalom as a malachas ha'elam yolamid. They never went to school to learn the skill. Oy mishe imen behem yodav kal. Nobody trained their hands to do it. Avamotza betivoy. He found inside of him naturally that he could do it. Now I ask you. He meant to say that, you know, some people are good at knitting and some people are good at that. He meant to say that just naturally they were talented people. Ramban says no. He says vayigba liboy bedarkei Hashem. They had a gaiva de kedusha, vayigba liboy. So what's going on over here? Is it betivoy, like the Ramban says? Ramban over here is in Parashas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Are we talking about something that's betivoy, like a natural tendency, a natural skill? Some people are good at this. Or we're talking about vayigba liboy bedarkei Hashem. The Ramban says it's called nisoi liboy.
Kol halashon.
Rav Volbi the Mashgiach explains in his Sefer on Shavuos that Matzah b'tivoy means that every person has inside of them enormous potential. Every person learned Kalatayra Kula before he was born. So b'tivoy inside of us, on our hard disk, we'll call it, to use a modern term, in our DNA, we have endless potential. We can do anything. But in order to access it, you have to have a tool called Vayigba Liboy B'darkei Hashem. You have to lift yourself up and be able to see past your limitations and past the box and comfort zone that we live in. That's nisoi liboy, says Ramban. Ramban means their heart lifted themselves up above their regular limitations, their regular boundaries, their regular pettiness. And they were able to find in themselves the ability to do things they didn't believe they were able to do. That's what nisoi liboy is. Nisoi liboy means a vayigba liboy bedarkei Hashem, an uplifting, a hisramimus, of being able to find in oneself an ability that one didn't know that he had, but it's there. And vayigba liboy means I believe that it's there. That's nisoi liboy. That's vayigba liboy bedarkei Hashem, the ability to rise up above our natural limitations and boundaries. The Shem Yishmol, the Sachachava, says a mori dikazach, a new understanding. We all know the famous Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the Goyim. This one said, Leisirtzach, not for me. This one said, Leisignev, not for me. Normally, we would understand that what that means is that they said, ideologically, we don't accept Leis Erzach. Ideologically, we don't accept Leis Signoif. The Shem Yishmol says, fascinating thing, the Shem Yishmol says, that's not the pshat. I'll read you the Lashon inside. Aperishu, Shebochonu Estivom, it wasn't an ideological thing. They said, we would love to be Mekabel the Torah, but they checked them now, they checked their natures. Umahusam, Shem Hippoch, Mitzvah, they said, we can't do it. They didn't say, ideologically, we disagree. They said, we just can't do it. We're naturally Reitzchim. We're naturally Ganovim, said Yishmol. So they checked into themselves. They were honest with themselves. They said, you know, we'd love to Mekabel the Torah, but we just can't do it because we're stuck. We're behemoths. We're boma. We are what we are. We can't grow. We can't grow further. We can't bring out more krechus. Says the Shem Yishmol, Ach Yisrael begoydol nafsham lebochanu es mahusam kal. Klal Yisrael didn't look into themselves. They didn't check what they are. Veyigba liboy bedarkei Hashem. They said, we'll do it. We'll step out of the box. We'll rise up above the occasion. So Hashem Yishmol, that the entire difference between Yisrael la'amim and Matan Torah was this ability to rise up above the natural limitations, the natural teva, and say, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult. I don't see right now how I can do it. But nisoi liboy, I can lift myself out of my box and do it. By yigba liboy bedarkei Hashem. The Lashon of the Ramban is dramatic Lashon. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, we'll do it. We'll deliver the goods. If that was the whole essence of Matan Torah, and that was the whole difference between Yisrael and Amim, that the Goyim said that we just can't do it. We'd love to, but we're stuck. And Klal Yisrael said, we don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. We're going to get the job done. So then we understand why the Rambam uses the Lashon of Nisoy Libo when it comes to Keser Torah. There's a phenomenal Sasemis in Anshuas. The Sasemis says that the Gemara says in Shabbos that when Klal Yisrael, B'shal Shekdim Yisrael V'nasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them two Ksarim. The Sasemis in Tofresh Lamites, in the year Tofresh Lamites says, what's the connection between Ksarim and Nasiv and Ishma? So Sasemis says, Mamash, what we've been saying. A Keser, a crown, is above a person's head. The Maral speaks about the concept that a crown, Keser Torah, is above the person. It's higher than the person's level. Says the Sasemis, that since Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasiv and Ishma, they were makabel yoser mikoychem. They took on more than their natural koychos, more than their natural boundaries. They went further. They went over and above. So since Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasiv and Ishma, they went over and above their limitations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a keser. He gave them ha'oris gvoyim v'ramim shalamalam hasagotim. He gave them a level of learning that was above their head. Everything was above their head. If you step out above your head and you step beyond your limitations, and you step out of your box, that's Nasiv and Ishma, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Then by the same token, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a keser. He gave them way above their level. He said, reach for the stars. So there's a direct connection between the concept of keser, the concept of getting more, of steiging, and the concept of Nasiv and Ishma, which means undertaking more than what it looks like now. If that's the pshat, then we understand pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Kol Hashem is Soy Liboy gets the Keser Torah. Why does he use the Lashon of Nisoy Libo? But the Ramban already in Parshas Vayakol taught us that Nisoy Libo refers to somebody who undertakes more than his natural situation. Nisoy Libo says, I don't know, nobody taught me, I'll get the job done. Kol Hashem Adoni David, says the Ramban, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody taught us. We'll find it inside of us. We can do it. Says the Rambam, Kol Hashem is Soy Liboy. Anybody who steps out of his box, anybody who uplifts himself out of his situation, anybody who believes they can do more, is Zeichet HaKeser Torah. That's mamish the same dynamics as Klal Yisrael was Zeichet HaKeser Torah. That's mamish the same dynamics that Klal Yisrael was Zeichet HaKeser Torah. B'shas said Nasa V'nishma. It's the same exact thing. It's the same exact Klal Yisrael was Zeichet HaKeser when they said Nasa V'nishma. So every Yid, whenever he's in the Soy Liba, whenever he pushes himself a drop more, whenever he steps out of his box, whenever he pushes his limitations, a tiny drop, he's zeichet to Keser Torah, he's zeichet to Hasogus above his head. That's the secret of Matan Torah and the continuity of Matan Torah. That Ad Hayoyim, that dynamics of Nisoy Liboy, whenever a person reaches over and above, he's zeichet to Keser Torah. Kol Misha Nisoy Liboy, anybody who does this act of Nisiyas Lev, of stepping out, he's touching Nasiv and Ishma. He's touching the Darg of Malachim. He's Zeichet to Keser Torah. He's Zeichet to over and above. And that's what the Shem Yishmol said, that the Goyim were Mekabel the Torah because they couldn't get past themselves. They couldn't get past their limitations. So they were stuck. And because they were stuck, they weren't Mekabel the Torah. So the whole Kabbalah Torah was an act of reaching over and above. That's why the preparation for Matan Torah is going from being a behemoth to an adam. Because a behemoth has no potential, a behemoth has no future, a behemoth doesn't recognize the fact that, not only doesn't recognize the fact, there are no storehouses, there's ba-ma, you can't go further. When a person can't go further, when a person is in a state of spiritual stagnation, and a person doesn't believe he can go further, that's a darg of a behemoth. As this came mensch, not a human being. And the trademark and the stamp of a human being, of an Adam, is that he's not Boma, he's not stagnating, he's not stopping. He can reach further and beyond. And that's the Tanai Koidim Lamaisa, the first Hakdoma to Matan Torah, because Matan Torah was Nisoy Liboy. Matan Torah was, we can do it. We can do something which doesn't look like we can do it now, but we can go further. Because we have inside of ourselves unlimited potential. We're not Boma, we're not a behemoth, we're not stuck, we're not stagnated. The Goyin writes in Shir HaShirim, That's why a Talmud Chacham is called a Talmud Chacham. And the Goyin says in Shir Hashirim that it's in reference to being a behemah. A behemah can't grow. A Talmud Chacham is defined by somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, who's constantly growing, who's constantly progressing. That's Adama, that's a mensch. And the minute a person stops making any sort of progress and he's satisfied where he is, he crossed over that line to Boma, he's stuck. But then he doesn't have Shachas to Kabbalah Zotera. We have a new understanding now in the famous Chazal, B'chukos Telechu, Shetera Melem Batera. Chazal defined Telechu, progress, movement, breaking into new ground, not standing in one place, not stagnation on a Melech Batera. B'chukos Telechu, Shetua Melem Batera. Telechu, movement and progress and non-stagnation is based on a Melech. Why? Because the same Haral says in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Sefer Tzaris Yisrael, that the tool with which a person brings out his potential, the meeting point between the Koyach and the Poyal is Amelos Batera. Adam L'Homo Yual, because an Adam who's Me'a Adama, an Adam who is totally potential, an Adam who has endless potential, an Adam who has endless growth, he has to bring it out. Adam L'Homo Yulad, the Amelos is the tool with which a person brings out his potential. It doesn't come out by itself. But that's how a person progresses. Telechu. How does a person move on in life? How can a person be more than what he is? The answer is because a person has in himself potential to bring it out. But to do that, there has to be an amelus. There has to be an effort. And when a person makes that effort to bring out his potential drop more, he's moving. He's telechu. He's not stagnating. He's not standing in one place. He's not a behemoth. And that's the entire essence of Kabbalah Satera. The entire essence of Kabbalah Satera was an essence of over and beyond. And that's what it means. They were like Malachim. Malachim said, we'll get the job done. Malachim, the essence of a Malach is to get the job done. And Nasiv Anisha means that we're not limited. We're not boxed in. We can be more than what we are. We can constantly grow. We can constantly progress. We don't need to stagnate. We don't need to limit ourselves. A person could be Nisoy Libra. A person can reach over and beyond his limitations, over and beyond mediocrity. But it requires a Vayigma Libra B'Darke Hashem. Imagine if Klai Yisrael would have been humble and said, we just can't do it. There'd be no Torah today. No Shurus. There'd be no Matan Torah. And every time in life, whenever a person looks at himself and says, I can do a drop more. I can step out of myself. Right there, he's touching Nasiv and Ishma. He's touching the Yisrael Libra. Because Shurus places on his head the Kisra Shel Torah, the same Kisra that Klai Yisrael got by Nasiv and Ishma. Because Shurus raises him up. That's the Yisrael of Nisoy Libra. That's the Yisrael of Kabbalah Satera, that the Yisrael of Michael Adam on Shavuos, we became a mensch. We stepped out of stagnation, we stepped out of Boma, and we're ready to move, we're ready to progress, we're ready to take on new frontiers in Ruchniyus growth, new frontiers in Limud HaTorah, new frontiers in Avodas Hashem. And like Rashi says, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the keichos to do it. A good yontif to everybody and hatzlacha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.